When will a plant become a weed or an animal turn into a pest? There are no obvious answers. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. Controlling invasive plants and animals costs the United States billions of dollars each year. Many of these species were intentionally imported and have run wild, damaging ecosystems, agriculture, and business. Government regulators and importers want a checklist of traits that make a species harmful, but University of Tennessee biologist Daniel Simberloff says it's not that simple.
The industries that like to bring in introduced species, like the horticulture trade, parts of agriculture, the pet trade, and the federal regulatory agencies that deal with these, USDA and now Department of Homeland Security and some others, would like to have these cut and dried rules, a checklist. The species has the following traits, A, B, C, and D. We don't let it in. Anything else, we do let in. So they would like these very simple discriminatory tools in order to make their decisions. But unfortunately, the science shows that this approach will not be very good.
Simberloff says problem species are hard to predict. For example, one type of imported pine tree can spread and crowd out indigenous trees in a forest, while another imported pine might not be able to compete with native varieties or conditions. And Simberloff says introduced species can have different impacts under different circumstances. Ecosystems that are greatly disturbed, like farmlands, are more prone to invasive species. However, even pristine forests can be invaded by non-native plants and animals. Simberloff says the proposed import of any new plant or animal must be studied and regulated on a case-by-case basis. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Gaylord Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.